Coco Chanel once said, dress as if you're going to meet the love of your life every time you leave your house. Your finances are in good order and your social life is reborn. You have that first date and want to make a great first impression, but you have no idea what to wear. You wish you had a stylist. I can help. I'm Cheryl Pederuti, personal wardrobe stylist. Call me today at 401-241-4111 to retire with flair.
Is the Retirement Factory with the team from Euclid Financial Services. Your host is Josh Wells, along with Jason the Republican Wells and Manny the Money Man Resendiz. Euclid is the go-to retirement team for all the major United companies and their unions in the Northeast, as well as many of the Fortune 500 companies, along with federal employees that deal with OPM. They've been featured in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Newsweek, and have appeared on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox. Euclid Financial Services specializes in getting baby boomers to and through retirement. At Euclid, clients enjoy their lives instead of worrying about their money. And now, it's time for The Retirement Factory.
Hello, New England. You are listening to Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services, New England's go-to retirement experts. We are broadcasting from the Euclid Vault today in East Providence. We have the entire team here today. We have Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Today's show is amazing. Today we are talking about the retirement life cycle. Grab your Euclid notepads, turn this radio up. Let's talk about the life cycle. These are the three stages. These are the different components or different stages in retirement. As a retiree ages, things change. We're talking about every aspect of the day. We're talking about the go-go, the slow-go, the no-go, and everything it takes to make sure that they have you great and long-term retirement. We are here to get you to and through your entire retirement.
Josh, I love this show, you know, but when we're talking about the go-go years, we need to be talking about when people are going into the go-go years, when they're retiring, they still have obligations. They have debt. They have mortgages. They have kids. They have family that they're trying to help. They've got their bucket list they're trying to accomplish.
Oh, yeah, and so, that's through every stage, too. That's from the go-go, the slow-go, and the no-go. I think we have to define actually go-go, the slow-go, and the no-go today, too.
Absolutely we do. You know, the go-go years, that's the years that right after retirement with the bucket list, you're trying to get the fun stuff done in your retirement.
Yeah, and then when you move right into your slow-go years, right from the go-go years, you've done everything on your bucket list. You've knocked everything out. You got the T-shirt. You got the slideshows. Life is good. And you kind of slow down a little bit. You start to enjoy life a little better. And you start to appreciate things that are around you a little more. And you just take the time to actually move forward. In addition to that, you can move right into your no-go years, and that's where you're not doing as much. This is more when you're staying home for the holidays. You're getting picked up rather than actually hosting the event. And you're generally just more medical issued at that point.
Yeah, I think different stages. We're talking about debt and budgeting today. We have to talk about obligations on what the debt is, how to reduce it. So if you're bringing in a mortgage into – well, let's talk about baggage from when you're working, right?
That's right.
So it's your accumulation, your baggage. So I still had credit card debts and I retired. I was planning on paying those off, but they've kind of lingered. I think we have to talk about that. We're going to talk about reducing mortgages. We're going to talk about, well, what happens when you're, like you were saying, well, my kids, I don't have to help them anymore. They're finally on their own. They're on their feet. I don't need to do that. And the grandkids don't really need my money. Now it's fun money.
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, lifestyle changes. Where do my needs fit?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we also, when that happens, we also got to make sure we get the three worlds of money out there. Are your accounts set up to handle you to go through all the different stages of your retirement? Now, like I said, we're talking about a ton of things about the retirement life cycle. To learn more about it, go to our website at euclidfs.com. That's EUCLID. F as in financial, S as in service.com. You can download a ton of white pages and get more information about the topics that we're talking about today. Like I said, We got to make sure that we get the life cycle talked about, as well as the three worlds of money.
That's right. You know, because remember, in your slow go years, that's about the time you start to actually have paid off those mortgages, and your kids are now moved on, and
yeah, your incomes are already set. Yeah, so you already have your you don't have that weird panic going on.
Right. Now it's, do you have, is more of your money going towards medical, or are you doing some staycations now? You're not really going and doing the bucket list type of things. So, you know, you need to be able to transition into the slow go very easily and slowly.
And part of that transition is, what's your housing need? Are you going to be aging in place? Are you going to downsize? Are you going to relocate? Where does that fit in the different stages of your retirement life cycle? You may have had one plan when you were in your accumulation years, and then now once you get into your go-go and your slow-go, has that changed? And where's the guide to help you get through that?
Yeah, well, I go back to what Jason was saying. The bucket list. I think you have to have your bucket list laid out. I want to talk about the bucket list, because your stages in your go-go years, your rock star years, right? Your bucket list is, I'm going to shake hands with a llama, that kind of idea. It's not just an animal. So then you go, and then you're going to go into your slow-go years, and maybe that bucket list has changed a little bit. Maybe it's not quite as aggressive.
That's right.
But more it's family-oriented. Yep. And that changes a budget, but might not change the amount of money being spent, but where is that money being spent exactly?
That's right.
So is it more to medical? Is it more to family? Mm-hmm. Is it more to whatever? It's not as much travel.
That's right.
So I think that's a very strong distinction. And then your no-go years still has the same income and budget lines, but now it's dramatically going, well, somewhere maybe you don't even want it to, but it has to.
Right.
And so that is a big, well, heartache, headache, however you want to say it, for a lot of retirees. And they don't want to face it. So having a open and honest conversation with it really makes that a really great thing. I think we have that today too.
Yeah, and part of getting through these different transitions is making sure that you either have the ability to carry your debt through your entire life, or make sure that your budget always stays stable. One of the things that always comes up, and we have to make sure we talk about this, is how do you reduce your risk? How do you manage your investments while you're going through these different stages? Because if something comes off the rails, do you have the ability to get it back on track so nothing gets out of sync?
Manny, I think you're bringing up something. Let's give away some retirement income reports. They will definitely lay risk tolerances. They'll lay out exactly how the budget's going to be laid out. They'll lay out your income. They're a written retirement income report. We're going to give – let's give seven of these things away today. We're going to give seven reports away. 401-727-2727. It's a great piece of equipment. It's a great piece of reporting. It actually is custom for you. It's not going to be anybody else's. So give us a call today at 401-727-2727.
You know, Josh, I want to get back to some of this debt reduction. I think we need to spend a little bit more time on that.
Oh, I agree.
Let's talk about that. And, you know, I think, you know, in the go-go years, you know, if you've accumulated the debt in these accumulation years and then going into retirement, I think a lot of retirees want to be more – they want to be more debt-free. So they wait to the very last minute and decide they're going to try to pay off some large pieces of debt in their life. Maybe it's their mortgage or a car or something like that. And that could be very dangerous if you do it that way.
Well, what I tend to see is right along those lines, but it's while you're working, you're okay accumulating debt. You use the credit cards, you pay for the vacations, you update
well, accumulating
whatever
the house is. Well,
accumulating
is the easy part.
Well, exactly. But you have,
that's the fun part.
Exactly. But you have a process in mind. You think, okay, you know what? I'll just work a couple of extra overtime shifts. I'll pay this off in no time. Or my income tax refund's coming. I'll take care of that one credit card, and then I'll worry about moving forward. But as you get closer from your accumulation years to that pre-retirement stage of going into go-go years, that anxiety comes up of, how do I handle it now? I need to have all my debt paid off before I go into retirement, or it's this decision of, well, I'm going to have to carry it with me. How do I pay for it while I'm in debt? And I think this is the conversation we've got to get through, because not everybody understands or can walk through it.
Yeah, Manny, let me share a story about Kathy. She's a client of ours. Been, geez, 6 years now, 7 years. Met her, great, great woman. Her husband passed away. Long story here. But she has that anxiety. She has a great deal of debt. Her mortgage is massive. We have credit card debt. We have other debts, human debts. You know what I mean? Like things coming up. Money just is being spent. Her retirement accounts are getting lower. And so she has that anxiety that she's going to outlive her money, that she's going to outspend her money. Ugh. And it is definitely in her daily life. But so so one of the things that we do is we do coaching with her. And we talk to her. I talk to her every month. And we kind of go through line items. Hey, this is where it's at. This is what's going on. And just giving her good techniques to stay on track. She's been with us forever. And she came off the rails when her husband passed away. She went through a bit of depression. And she went into a spending habit. So she was in her go-go years with her husband. And then she went into her slow-go years when he passed away. And it was really unfortunate. And at that point, she really lost track of her budget. Racked up a lot of debt, racked up a lot of obligations to her mortgage and to other things. But she didn't want to sell the farm. She didn't want to get rid of her home. She wanted to keep it. And so we've been working with her to keep it. And she's actually having a great retirement. I don't want to make it sound like she's not. But she's hyper aware of her budget. Now, a lot of people find that to be burdensome. And she did too. But the way we're talking about it is we're just aware of what we're spending. And what's the necessity of it? There's still fun money. She's still going to Ireland. She's still doing a lot of really fun things, but she's aware of how much she's spending and where she's spending it. And her life has become freer now. So now her budget in her slow-go years is actually setting up her no-go years because she's concerned. She's starting to get into that age that medical is really, really serious. And we're trying to figure out where her budget's going to end up. She has long-term care. She has all these things, but she doesn't want to not have money at the very end of her life. So like Warren Buffett said, I'm going to spend it all kind of thing. It's she doesn't want that.
Yeah. And what I like about what you've been doing with Kathy is you gave her guidelines. You gave her a stability of where she can go, where she can spend, and how low or how high she can go within that without coming off the rails. Now, we do this service for a lot of people, not just Kathy. To learn more about how it works, you got to call us here at the office at 401-727-2727. That number again is 401-727-2727.
Now, man, you were mentioning Kathy and what you were doing. Really, what Josh was helping her with, he was coaching her. That's what he ultimately was doing.
He was just kind of laying out. This is what you're not. You're already spending it.
Exactly.
You've been doing it your entire life. Don't stop doing it. Don't try to learn a new trick today. Just learn your old trick, what you're actually doing.
Exactly.
And it was in English to her, she felt so much better. She feels rewarded. And she's definitely managing a modest amount of money extremely well right now because of where it is. And it's amazing how she's doing it. And she doesn't have to be humbled to do it. She just has to be understanding of where she is. I think that's kind of the thing, because we're getting people to and through their entire retirement means there's going to be some warts. There's going to be some ugly.
That's right.
And having someone to talk through about that, especially after your spouse is gone, you don't have a confidant anymore, that's actually a really good place to be. And I think that's really humbling for an advisor.
Yeah.
And Kathy's story is an example of just because you're in your go-go years 1 minute doesn't mean something can't change or derail you.
Oh, I understand. How do you? We're human beings.
Yeah. The question is, how do you get back? Where's the safety net? Where's the guide? Where's the hazard lights almost to say, hey, this is the direction you need to be going. Stop wandering into the forest. The path is right here. And just knowing where you are and how you're getting there is half the battle.
Yeah. And she had a track to run on. She had a plan. And so if you don't have a written income report or you don't have a plan, call Euclid Financial Services, 401-727-2727. We are giving away 5 written retirement income reports. That is written income report. If you don't have one, get on the phone. We're giving 5 of them away, 401-727-2727. They will help out your retirement immensely. That's 401-727-2727. There's never a wish better than
got 100 years to live.
You're listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team coming up next. Keep it right here.
Are you planning a retirement party, a wedding, or just want to send your love and flowers? The Water's Edge Flowers on Broadway and Newport is your answer. Local and family-owned, Water's Edge specializes in everyday floral needs, weddings, and funeral arrangements. We also provide many types of high-end flowers and custom-designed arrangements to suit your needs. Newport County's premier, award-winning florist has been serving the community for almost 50 years. Visit us at watersedgeflowers.com, Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
Hi, I'm Jason the Republican. Today we're talking about your retirement. I'd like to take this time and extend an invitation to all our listeners to learn more about strategic Social Security planning. If you're between the ages of 55 and 70 and are looking to learn more about Social Security and how it fits into your plan, then call today. Reserve your seat for either Thursday, May 11th, or Tuesday, May 16th. The Retirement Factory team will be hosting an educational dinner event on Social Security in Swansea, Massachusetts. It's going to be a great time. You're going to learn a lot about Social Security. You've heard us on the radio. Now come see us live and in person. Call Sherman Peterson at 401-727-2727. Reserve your seat for either Thursday, May 11th, or Tuesday, May 16th. Remember, space is limited, so you have to call today at 401-727-2727.
Euclid Financial Services helps individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs. Insurance guarantees backed by issuing carrier.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
This is The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services.
It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker.
Welcome back, New England. You are listening to Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services, New England's go-to retirement experts. We are broadcasting from the Euclid Vaults today in East Providence. We have the entire team here today. We have Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Today's show is amazing. Grab your Euclid notepads, turn this radio up. It is time to talk about retirement life cycle. Now, if you're not familiar with the retirement life cycle, that is the distinct stages in retirement. If you don't think you're a butterfly, if you think you're a snowflake, I have news for you. Everybody in retirement goes through three major stages, and those stages have names. Euclid Financial Services calls those the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years. They're not just catchy, they're easy to remember. So if you're in your go-go years, if you're in your slow-go years, or you're in your no-go years, this is the show for you. Now, one thing you have to get your mind around when you're into these things, budgets, income, well, debt. How does it work? What's your bucket list? Where's it going to go? So we have to get that on the table today. I want to talk about budgeting right now, though.
Josh, I'm so glad you brought up budgeting, because the different stages transitioning between go-go, slow-go, no-go, that almost that transformation from that caterpillar to a butterfly here, it's much easier the more you understand your budget. What goes into your budget? What are the minimum line items that you have to have? And then what are those extras above and beyond it? So we're talking everything from my housing, my mortgage, rent, what's my medical expenses? What's my daily spending going out into the going out to eat, whatever it is.
Right, Manny. Not just the daily expenses, but we need to keep in mind this is the fun time of retirement.
The go-go, baby.
Year.
The
so
go-go.
This is where those bucket list items coming in. Traveling to Europe, going to see the grandkids all over the nation. You know, whatever it may be. You know, and
these are exciting times.
Exactly.
You're busier now than you've ever been.
That's right. That's right. You don't know how you worked before. You never had enough time. So you know, in this story, it reminds me of a story. You know, we did some income planning for Patricia 2 years ago while she lived in Attleboro. I reached out to her the other day to do a review and to catch up. She had some exciting news for me. You know, she announced that she wanted to retire. So after a few rounds of attaboys and high fives, we set up a meeting for Patricia to come into the office for her to have her income distribution plan audited. After we did that audit, it raised a few interesting things. Her bucket list has expanded. She's getting ready to do some very exciting things. You know, she really has her heart set on traveling Europe. So to fulfill her retirement needs, we needed to increase her budget. one of the challenges she faced looking at this, she has had lost what her current budget actually is, which is not necessarily as scary as it sounds. We have the tools and technology here at Euclid to get her back online quickly and have her retirement goals met. We're having coffee next week to finalize her plan. She's going to be hiking the hills of Europe in no time. Patricia would agree that at Euclid, you're more than a client. You're a priority. We really do believe in getting people to and through their entire retirement. You really do need a trusted friend and professional in your retirement process. Call me here at Euclid Financial Services at 401-727-2727. Again, that's 401-727-2727.
Now, when the reason that we could get her back on track is because she actually had a written plan. It was right. It was definitely laid out. She knew exactly where she was going. Well, when she got off rail, it was easy to say, okay, is this something that you intentionally did or was it accidental?
Right.
And she could get away with it. She didn't have to feel guilty.
No.
She just had to say, hey, I spent it. I had fun.
Exactly. Every plan, by the way, is tweakable.
Tweakable. That's how you're going to go.
I like that word.
It's not flexible. It's not easy. It's not yours. It's tweakable.
Yeah. It's tweakable.
I love it.
It's tweakable.
So write that down in your Euclid notepad. It's tweakable.
Yes, it had a tweakable factor of 5.
That's right. That's right.
Well, what allows the plan to be tweakable, and I'm going to steal your term now. I like it.
Try not to make that a coin phrase.
She understood where her cash flow was, or at least where her money was coming from,
and how
to actually pull more when she needed more and how to ease back off of it when she didn't need as much. And that in itself is its own burden, is just understanding, how do I control my money?
Well, she also knew to call Euclid and say, hey, this is what's going on.
That's right.
And it was easy to see because all we did was we looked at her. We asked her what she's doing. How's it working? What are you happy with? What are you not happy with? And then we went back to a plan that we set up and it was written out. We didn't have to remember the written instructions.
That's right.
The pen is stronger than the memory.
When it came to Patricia's plan, her daily expenses were handled. We had already had all that covered before. She just had expanded on what she wanted to do in her go-go years. So we just had to put the parameters in of how much we could take and what we could afford to do.
Hey, Jace, let's give away some retirement income reports today. We have four more. We have four more to give away. That is four more retirement income reports. And they will lay out everything. They're custom made for you. They're not just on a shelf. It's not just a white paper. It literally is custom fit for what you're trying to do, where you're trying to go. We actually understand how much anxiety retirement builds up. This report really lays it out really cleanly, lays it out real easy. Says this is how much Social Security you take. This is how much pension you have. This is how much 401k you take. This is where all your money's going to come from. This is where your spendable is. And by the way, this is your tax bracket. If you don't like it, before you retire, we can change it. If you do like it, tell your boss you're leaving tomorrow. That's the way it works. Get the report. It just makes it easier to function in your retirement. That's 401-727-2727.
I love the fact that we're giving that report away this week. The one thing that I truly believe, and I know the rest of you here in agreement with me, is you can't have a retirement without any income. And that report itself, it'll actually lay out two things. One, what's the minimum income that you have to have, that budget item that we were talking about in the last section there? And more importantly, how much can you spend up to without throwing your plan off rails? And I think that's a section that I want to dive more into, is where does that income layers? How does it fit in? Where's the three worlds of money fall into this? Well, let's kind of dive into this a little bit and actually talk more about that.
Yeah, when you're talking about income is not one size fits all. Everybody, and I'm talking your neighbors, your cousin, your brother, your sister, you might talk to them every day about really intimate details of your life. But one thing that's different is how you spend your money. Do you go to Dunkin' Donuts every day?
Forbidden donut.
Are you part of a coffee clutch? That has to be thought through. And it doesn't have to be detailed so much that you come in with receipts from Dunkin' Donuts to talk to a financial advisor about this. But they have to know that it's part of a lifestyle. Income is lifestyle. In America, if we like it or not, it's a capitalistic country. The way that we work is by how much income we use, how much income do we spend, what do we spend it on, and what do we get for it. If you're ever in a position that you are going to give up your coffee clutch because I want to save the $3-4 a day, Well, you might want to consider that because that takes away from your bucket list.
That's right. You know, and Josh, when we're talking about income, we really need to be talking about cash flow.
I think
so. And how the cash flow works. I mean, cash flow is what makes your day and your month, your year go round in retirement. So, you know, when it comes to the cash flow, you have to have – your life gets in the way and you have to have storage, one that's actually making that income happen.
Yeah. And well, when you were talking about cash flow, and Josh kind of brought it up a little bit where – you start becoming more conservative. You start getting antsy about where's your income coming from? Is it going to be secured? Is it going to be at risk? And it's absolutely uncanny when I'm talking to 58 to 65-year-olds how they actually want to be more conservative in their stock market accounts, but they don't have anybody to help them with that concern because their brokers, they want them to be more aggressive or hold the course. After I hear that, the first thing I have to ask is, what is your personal investment strategy? And then we speak about this openly and honestly. And I let them know that they aren't wrong about the way they feel. And then I ask them a very hard but true follow-up question. And I'm going to ask every listener out there that feels the same way, what is your broker's investment strategy? If you can hear my voice and you're invested in the stock market in any form, first thing you need to understand is that you have an investment strategy. And it might not be the same as the guy you're giving your money to. I'm the principal here at Euclid Wealth Management. More often than not, what I hear is baby boomers' philosophies don't match the industry standard. So here's my philosophy. To protect, preserve, and prolong your investments for your lifetime and your heirs. If this is what you're looking for, then call me and we'll sit down and we'll talk about your investment philosophy and how we can be the last firm you'll ever need. Call Euclid Financial Services at 401-727-2727. That number again is 401-727-2727.
Manny, if you don't have an investment strategy, you're kind of just going at the whim of whatever everybody else says. It's kind of like I don't know. Where do you guys want to go to dinner? Well, what are you hungry for? Well, anything you want's fine with me. Well, I like raw cat food. Oh my God. Well, I'm probably not going to eat that, right? I'd like to eat bugs from Amazing Foods or whatever that guy is.
Who
is
that? Andrew Zimmer.
Andrew Zimmer. Yeah, I'm going to eat old leeches. These kind of things. It's probably not your thing. So you want to find out what the investment strategy is or what the philosophy is of people around you and people advising you.
Yeah, Josh, you're driving the point home. If you're going to be in the market, if you're going to be talking to somebody about your lifestyle and where you want to be and what your goals are, their philosophy has to match or at least be similar to what yours is so you can go in the same direction. Otherwise, if you're trying to go to Florida and they want to go to California, neither one of you are going to get where you want to get to at the same time or the same way.
Which let me drive one more point home. It's not about how nice the person is. I mean, that's an important thing, but it's all about, do they think about money the same way I think about money? Not because I like them, but because they physically show me and tell me it does the same thing and it's written down. So it's a philosophy and it's actually a train. It's a bookmark. It's a guideline and they hold to it. That is an important thing. And a lot of brokers are disconnected from their clients. Or a lot of baby boomers come into our conference rooms, and one of the biggest things that they talk about is that they're invested. I'm a very conservative investor, but all of their investments are, not conservative. Let's put it that way. And so they're disconnected from their philosophy, and they think that their broker is disconnected. But what's happening is their broker has a philosophy that's opposite of theirs. And they just never asked because it was grow. But now it's save, and protect. But their broker still grow. You got to be aware of that. One of the best ways to do that is a retirement income report. It lays it out really quickly, lays it out really well. We're giving away three more of these things. Give us a call, 401-727-2727. Once again, that number, 401-727-2727. Pick up that phone, get yourself a report that tells you exactly how much income and where your income is going to come from. It will help you in retirement day in and day out. It's great. 401-727-2727. He'd grown up just like me,
my boy was just like me. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
You are listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team. Stay tuned.
If your goals for 2017 include getting healthy, losing weight, saving money for retirement, or getting that last promotion, then ask yourself, are you dressing to achieve your goals? Changing our style allows us to change our lives. Great style isn't just about looking good. It's about having an air of elegance, sophistication, and confidence. I'm Cheryl Pederuti, personal wardrobe stylist. Call me today at 401-241-4111 to retire with flair.
It was a Saturday morning. I'm checking my accounts, drinking my coffee. And then that little voice in my head.
What on earth are you doing? Why are you trying to be your own financial advisor? You don't know anything about the financial business. You got too much money at stake to do this by yourself. Too many people are counting on you.
Sometimes, you gotta listen to those voices. So I made the call, called up Josh. Monday, Josh and I met, just the two of us. Came in with my numbers, portfolio, basically everything, and he said, put that away. We didn't talk about what I had. We talked about what kept me up at night. What Karen wants when we retire. I don't want to let her down. We've talked about it for years. But now here it is. We're not ready to retire, but we're ready to be ready.
Let's talk. Euclid Financial Services. 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727. Or visit euclidfs.com.
It was a very good year.
Welcome back to The Retirement Factory with Josh Wells, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Summer nights, we'd hide from the light on the village green. When I was 17.
Welcome back, New England. You are listening to Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services, New England's go-to retirement experts. We are broadcasting from the Euclid Vaults today in East Providence. We have the entire team here. Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Now, today's show is amazing. We are talking about the retirement life cycle, the stages of retirement. Grab your Euclid notepads, turn this radio up. It is time to talk about the life cycle. Now, these are the three stages. These are the different, well, parts of your life. These are the turning points. These are places that you go from your go-go, your rock and roll years, to your slow-go, which is I'm going to take a little break. I'm bored. I've been there. I've done that. How many times do I need to go to Disney World? And then your no-go. Well, the way we'd like to describe that is, well, you're being picked up for Thanksgiving. You're not hosting it anymore. So we have to walk you through the lifestyle, how it works, or the life cycle, more part, and how it works. What's the budget? What's the asset? Where are you at? And how does it affect your retirement? Because remember, Euclid gets you to and through your entire retirement.
Josh, I love the way that you just laid out the entire retirement life cycle, because as soon as you said life cycle, the first thing that popped into my head, fifth grade science class. Larva.
Yep. Larva, you guys acting a frog today,
pupa, chrysalis, all that fun stuff. But more importantly, you can't talk about retirement life cycle unless you talk about cash flow. It's the lifeblood of your retirement, because it tells you where's the money you can spend on a day-to-day basis. Where's that pile of money that you can pull from in an emergency, or you want to do that extra 2 or 3 weeks in Europe just because you can. And more importantly, where's my storage money? Where's my income coming from? Which directly ties into the three worlds of money: Because without it, you can't set your cash flow. You've got to make sure you've got your banking, your stock market, and your insurance money all lined up. So this way you know exactly how to get to and through your entire retirement. Now, to learn more about these different things that we've just talked about between the life cycle and cash flow and three worlds of money, you have to go to the Euclid website. That's euclidfs.com. That's E-U-C-L-I-D, F as in financial, S as in service.com. Download the white pages today. It'll be worth the time.
You know, cash flow is very important. So is the three worlds of money, because you need to know where those monies are coming from. You need to know how much you need. So you need to have a budget plan going into retirement. You know, you need to make sure you're set with all that. And when I say budget plan, don't just think about your daily living expenses. You got to really think, especially going into the go-go years, what do you plan on doing for that bucket list that you've been putting together?
Yeah, what's your rock star time? What are you going to get done?
You guys, you know, if it's...
Am I touring Bruce Springsteen or not?
That's right. And every retiree's different.
Maybe we were born to run.
Are you going to travel in Europe?
All in my head is pink Cadillac right now.
That's right. So, I mean, maybe you're going to try to become a rock star, but you need to learn how to play a guitar. So, if you need those guitar lessons or whatever, those just are all budgetary items now. But budgetary items don't really go away in the different life cycles. They just get changed to different...
Reabsorbed, I like to call it.
Yeah, that's a great way of saying that, reabsorbed into new items. So that's what it comes down to. So
we have to get three worlds of money, and that's where Manny's all hot button today. So all in. So you're going to break that down for us. But cash flow. So cash flow is a big talking point. And cash flow, we have to spend a little more time on it. It's basically when you have three different stages of money, right? And so your three different stages of money, or your cash flow, comes into your daily usage, your emergency fund, and then your storage. If you're not familiar with our show, get familiar with this concept and write this down in your Euclid notepad. That is, your daily money basically lays out banking. So it lays out exactly how much money you need to work for, 3 to 6 months without having to tap into anything else. Yeah. And then you have your emergency fund, which is an additional 3 to 6 months. And somebody out there just turned off the radio because they're like, how do you save that much money? Well, you got to call to get there, 401-727-2727. It's real easy, but you have to get some techniques under your belt to do it. And then storage, that's where your IRAs, your pensions, your annuities, all your products, all your stuff to generate it. Think about it like a fountain. It might be the easiest, that big Grecian fountain, if you've ever seen those things. Three-tiered fountain. And then your smallest is definitely your daily. Your middle is your emergency. And then the pool that feeds it all is your storage. And that's where it's going to pump it from the bottom to the top. And then it filters down so that you never run out of money. That's a true cash flow. There's only 7% of all advisors in the country that lay out a true cash flow. You have to have a distribution planner that understands legacy, that understands taxation, that understands distribution, that understands protection, and understands daily usages of the go-go, slow-go, and no-go, baby. So you got to call us here, and we'll definitely do that. But while you're doing that, let's give away, three more of the retirement income reports. Those are a written income report. You call today and you get one. That is Euclid's retirement income report at 401-727-2727. Once again, that number is 401-727-2727, and we'll get you on track to get one of those reports.
Yeah, well, part of cash flow, or at least one of the hindrances that I find happens with cash flow, is understanding what debt am I actually going to carry into retirement, or what debt am I going to pay off before I go into retirement. And depending on how you do that,
debt reduction is always a tough one.
Yeah, depending on how you reduce your debt is going to have an impact on what your cash flow is going to be in retirement.
Yeah, so when you're talking about debt reduction, one of the first things that I like to walk clients through is not to get bogged down, right? Think through usage, think through bucket list, dream big with me. Don't think about what you've done in the past. Think about what you're going to do in the future, and we'll make the debt reduction part of that future plan.
Yeah, when you're walking through that, we have a process here at Euclid Financial, you know, that we call it the GPS, the guided planning system. And it's 5-6 steps, and we literally go through each step. We don't miss them, because we know if we miss one, it's going to ultimately hurt you and us. So we make sure we hit every one of those guided planning system steps, you know, through the discovery, through implementation, through you know, delivery and dedication.
Yeah, you got to hit them all. And it's a track to run on for us because it's – well, I mean, this is the hazard of being a planner is that we plan plans.
That's right.
We're planners that plan plans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't try that five times fast. I am right. A professional.
Yeah, well, I like the fact that we bring in the GPS plan into this because I find that it's a great tool to use to help people pay off debt because I do believe paying off debt is a great thing to do, especially if it's bad debt. However, what I see is people trade one bad debt for another without actually fixing the issue. This is exactly what Cindy was dealing with. When she sat down with me last week, she said to me, I want to pay off my home equity line before I retire this year. Now, bells are all going off in my head, and I'm like, Cindy, how much is the bank's payoff of the equity line? It's $15,000. Now, don't get me wrong. I get her sense of anxiety for not wanting debt in retirement. But knowing Cindy like I do, she has a certain income need, plus she has a cash reserve that has to stay at a certain level. So if she pays that $15,000 in a lump sum, her cash reserves will fall below the level where she feels like she needs more money. Now, this is a very common issue, having to make tough choices. Do I pay off my mortgage so that I have no debt in retirement, but running the risk of leaving my retirement in my later years short, or don't pay off the mortgage and have plenty of current income, but be concerned that I can't pay my debt in later years? This is a huge problem for most retirees, to have two problems that need to be solved but can only afford one. As a Euclid Financial Services advisor, we've been trained to help Cindy and clients like her to navigate decisions like this. We find that the Euclid GPS really does clarify what's important and how to achieve it. Come in for a visit right here in East Providence. Give us a call, 401-727-2727. Remember, you only get one chance to retire right. 401-727-2727.
Well, like Solomon, right? You got really hard decisions. How are we doing this? And you got to pull it together. One of the best ways of doing that all the way around really is with a retirement income report. It lays it out. It tells you how much Social Security is going to cover, how much your pensions or other IRAs and all these other income vehicles, if you will, IRAs, 401ks, distribution plans, annuities, where's all that coming from? What's it going to look like? How much is coming out of the stock market? How much is going to come out of CDs? How much is coming from a Roth? What does it look like? Where's your tax bracket? A retirement income report is the only way to get that information. If you're just going to guess at it, you're guessing at your tax bracket. You're guessing at your retirement. It's too big of a decision to guess at. Get a report, get it on paper, get it handed to you. Easy to read. We're giving away how many of these? We're giving away three more of these. Okay, three more are still on chopping block. Let's get rid of them. They are at 401-727-2727. Once again, that phone number, write it down. Give it a call right now. 401-727-2727.
You are listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team. Stay tuned.
Are you planning a special occasion and want your flowers to wow your guests? Stop in the Water's Edge Flowers in Newport, a local, family-owned florist that specializes in everyday floral needs, weddings, and events. We also provide many types of exotic, high-end flowers and custom-designed arrangements to suit your needs. We will make your event special. Newport County's premier award-winning florist, serving the community for almost 50 years. Check out our designs at watersedgeflowers.com or come by and see us at 212 Broadway in Newport.
Hi, I'm Jason the Republican. Today we're talking about your retirement. I'd like to take this time and extend an invitation to all our listeners to learn more about strategic Social Security planning. If you're between the ages of 55 and 70 and are looking to learn more about Social Security and how it fits into your plan, then call today. Reserve your seat for either Thursday, May 11th, or Tuesday, May 16th. The Retirement Factory team will be hosting an educational dinner event on Social Security in Swansea, Massachusetts. It's going to be a great time. You're going to learn a lot about Social Security. You've heard us on the radio. Now come see us live and in person. Call Sherman Peterson at 401-727-2727. 2727. Reserve your seat for either Thursday, May 11th, or Tuesday, May 16th. Remember, space is limited, so you have to call today at 401-727-2727.
Euclid Financial Services helps individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs. Insurance guarantees backed by issuing carrier.
Welcome back to The Retirement Factory with Josh Wells, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Are listening to Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services, New England's go-to retirement experts. We are broadcasting from the Euclid Vault today in East Providence. We have the entire retirement team here. We have Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Today's show is amazing. Grab your Euclid notepads, turn this radio up. We are talking about the retirement life cycle and everything it takes to get to the three stages of your retirement. We are talking about the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years. It is absolutely the golden years of your life if you understand how to put these three life stages together and not anytime get on the kids get off my lawn way of how to do it. So just think through. The go-go years are your bucket years. Those are your bucket list. I'm going to tour with the Grateful Dead. I'm going to chase, I don't know, a tiger around the bend, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to shake hands with every...
No balloon jumping?
No balloon jumping.
I thought you were
going
to run with the bulls this time, but whatever.
Well, get back to my bucket list later. So it's basically, what are you going to do in retirement when you're healthy, wealthy, and wise? You just are going to try to recapture 40 years worth of work, right? That's your go-go years. Now, I've been there. I've done that. I'm a little bored now. I'm going to slow down. Not because I medically have to, but because, well, I have the t-shirt and the slideshow. How many times do I need it? Come on over. I'll show it to you. I'm going to take in family a little bit. I'm going to take in a little relaxing time. I'm going to take in a little more, well, I got to catch my breath time, the slow go. And then you got the no go. And the no go, well, that's generally medical. That's generally legacy time. That's generally where you're starting to think about, well, the end of days, if you will. That is where we're talking about, well, you're picked up for Thanksgiving. You're not hosting Thanksgiving is the nicest way to talk about that. So the life cycle is where the show is today, and we are talking about budgeting. We're talking about income. Let's get into it and make sure that everybody understands how to get to and through their entire retirement.
Yeah. Well, Josh, you've been talking about the different stages, and I think the one underlying theme that we've been trying to drive home through the entire show is that your budget is going to set the stage for each one of your retirement phases. So in your go-go years, your budget there, it's going to be big. It's going to be robust. You're going to be knocking things, you know, out of the ballpark. You're going to be doing all these recapturing of life from there. But then when you get into your slow-go years, your budget's not going to change. You're just going to repurpose what you're spending. And now maybe you're spending more time with the grandkids. Maybe you're trying to pass more knowledge on to them to start setting up that thought of legacy from the no-go years. This is usually where those thoughts come in, because as you're spending more time with the grandkids and you're seeing more of yourself in them with the habits that they have and maybe the likes and dislikes they have, you see a younger version of yourself. So you want to do whatever you can to set them up for the next generation. So you start planning forward for the no-go years, and that same budget is going to carry you through the no-go years.
Yeah, Manny, let's jump into this a little bit. There's Lucinda's who I want to talk about. When you're talking about the legacy,
She was doing some legacy planning prior to getting to the no-go years, which is where you should. She was doing it when she was 65. That's where your legacy planning actually starts. And she was thinking about it as a budget. She didn't call it legacy planning. She didn't pull in the attorneys and everything else. She had all that done before she retired, but she didn't have all of the the trusts and all these other really heavy documents. But she had things budgeted out in her mind. She was walking through a legacy. She's now in her early 80s, and so she's getting to the point of no-go years. She's had some she's had a couple falls, and she's had some different times in her life. And now she's getting to the place that she's literally trying to think through what's going to happen if she dies. It's a hard thing to watch as an advisor. It's a hard thing to watch as a family member. But it's really, really nice to know that she has a self-completion plan. She has a legacy plan. So all of her assets are going to be passed to the next generation the way that she wants it planned or the way that she wants it passed, not kind of a free-for-all, I'm going to pick all this stuff up. Yep. She has it organized so that when she passes, there are two different people that break up the assets. So the world does not have to come in and say, oh, I want this, I get that, or this. It's all laid out really nicely. And it didn't take her a lot of effort to do because she did a little bit over a long period of time. That was the best legacy plan I've ever seen. And one of the best parts about that, about being one of her advisors, is that I got to be an active part of it, and I still am when it comes down to maintaining it. And so we just kind of clean everything up and make sure that, well, the garden's weeded. So when she has new assets, we add it into the plan. I think that's part of budgeting. And when you're going through how to do it, if you're looking to plan out for your no-go years, you have to have a distribution planner. One of the best planning firms I know is us here at Euclid Financial Services, 401-727-2727. And we'll definitely get you laid out. But when you're laying out a usable plan, you have to think about the next generation and how it goes together on what you're actually trying to accomplish. Does it matter who gets what and how they get it? Or is it more about a lifestyle push for them? If that's the case, then you have to think about it as income. And so an income report is the way to go. So it's going to be a legacy income report, but it's still an income report, and it'll come right off this idea. So let's add it to this. Let's give away two more retirement income reports. That's 401-727-2727. New England, it has been a great show. We love hearing from you. Come into the office, visit with us. We'd love to hear from you. We love to see you guys. It is absolutely amazing that we're growing from leaps and bounds. Our listenership is so loyal. They're amazing. Thank you. If you have a coffee clutch out there, please send us a line. We'll send you out some coffee cups. New England, let's get retirement right. Let's get this going. Remember, we put the show together to make sure that all retirees and baby boomers alike all get to and through their entire retirement. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Be good.
You've been listening to The Retirement Factory. Call Euclid Financial Services today at 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727. Information provided during The Retirement Factory is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company.